shake it harder. You got to shake it harder.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's that from that great new record by Amadou and Mariam featuring Manu Chao. That song is called La Paz, and the record Dimanche à Bamako. Before that, we heard from Ghana Sounds 2, compilation of funk music from Ghana in the 1970s, and we heard Ebo Taylor Jr. and Woody Wazuri doing Mondo Soul Funky. And we started out the set by request with Angelique Kidjo and Voodoo Child Slight Return from the pen of Jimi Hendrix and the voice of Angelique Kidjo. You're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove right here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And Global Agogo is brought to you, as always, by the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond, which presents the Christian McBride Band with guitarist Russell Malone on June 1st at 7:30 p.m. Malone has emerged as a major jazz scene presence through his recording and touring with Harry Connick Jr. and Diana Krall. Call 289-8980 for tickets to see Christian McBride Band with Russell Malone on June 1st, presented by the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. And this announcement from the Communication Arts Department at VCU. Today, from 6 to 9 p.m., the graduating class from the Communication Arts Department at Virginia Commonwealth University will present an opening reception for Worth a Thousand Words at C3, 1801 East Carey Street. The show will feature recent illustrations and paintings by 29 students. The work will also be on view Saturday, April 30th from 6 to 9 p.m. This event is open to the public. More information is available by contacting Matt Atkins at atkinsmd@vcu.edu or just go on down there to C3, 1801 East Carey Street today from 6 to 9 p.m. and check that out. And right now, with no further ado, I want to introduce you to the Longwood Balkan Brass Band, playing live in the studio right here at WRIR. And take it away, guys. Thank you.
probably one of the most covered songs in the Balkans, hit from a long time ago. We're going to play another tune right away here. It's Les Noto, a tune in 7/8. Let's see if you can tap your toes to this.
WRIR 97.3 FM. And that's the Longwood Balkan Brass Band right here on WRIR LP 97.3 FM.
WRIR wants to expand our service to Richmond and begin local news programming, and we need your help. If you have experience or an interest in journalism, sound editing, writing, or news production, and have time to volunteer, we would love to hear from you. Please give us a call at 649-9737. Or email us at news@wrir.org.
And this program is brought to you due to the generous contributions of our founding underwriter, Sticky Rice, serving Asian American sushi and tater tots since last century. Sticky Rice, located at 2232 West Main Street on the corner of Main and Strawberry, is a destination spot in the fan. Artful Asian interior, beautiful staff, and fresh creative entrees are available for lunch Monday through Friday and for dinner 7 nights per week. And their sushi chefs are also available for catering. If you'd like more information about Sticky Rice, call, if you like, 358-7870. You're listening to Global Agogo here on WRIR 97.3 every Friday from 5 to 7. And we have the Longwood Balkan Brass Band with us today. And we're going to have Drew Harris pulling up a chair and having a little chat with us. But first, we're going to play some music from Drew's other band, Zlatni Usti Balkan Brass Band, and this song is called Aman Aman Momche Bray.
Yeah.
And that's the Zlatan Usti Brass Band, Balkan Brass Band here on WRIR on Global Agogo at 97.3 FM Richmond Indie Radio. And I'm in the studio with Drew Harris from the Longwood Balkan Brass Band, right? That's how I should introduce you now?
Yeah, that's great. Hey,
yeah, get closer to the mic. Get right up to it.
Great.
Oh, there we go. Now that's a lot better now that I turned it on.
All right, you can hear me now.
Yeah, I can definitely hear you now. Much better. Hey, those are two great songs. Would you introduce those songs for us?
The band played?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one was Ramo Ramo, which is it's sort of like the equivalent of Louie Louie here, you know. It's like covered by every band everywhere in every culture, you know. So it's fun, and that cover we did I forget the name of the band, but you know, everybody's got their version of it. And then the second tune was a Les Noto, which means a tune in seven, a dance tune. And I don't know what name anybody else gives it. I call it the Ivo Les Noto because I learned it from Ivo Papasov. I was at a party he was playing for in the Bronx in New York, and he played that tune, and it just caught me. And so, you know, I've been sharing it ever since.
So tell me. You don't look Balkan.
No.
How did you get into this kind of music? What got you started in it?
Well, I started folk dancing. So the dance was the first thing, and it was in college in 1970, 71, somewhere, I guess 1970. And I had to take a PE class, and I thought folk dancing, I'll meet girls, and it worked out. And out of that, you know, I had played jazz band in college and one thing and another, and it just seemed like it was really cool music. So at some point, I and my brothers and some other people started playing it. And
so you were playing reed instruments before you started playing
jazz
band music? So you played saxophone or clarinet?
Saxophone and clarinet, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then, after a while, that kind of went dormant. I moved north. I went to New York City, and I was still folk dancing. And then there's a group called the Eastern European Folk Arts Center who... there are a couple of different groups, but they put on a camp, and they've been doing it out on the West Coast. They had one on the East Coast, and a bunch of us said, well, let's go. And I talked to a couple of guys, Michael Ginsberg, who's the leader of the Zlatan Usti band, and said, hey, didn't you used to play trumpet in high school? Why don't you bring it to camp? And so a bunch of us were there at camp, and it was one of those sort of Mickey Rooney things, you know, hey, we could have a band.
Exactly.
The key thing, Marion Innes, who's the saxophone player with Zlatan Usti now, said, well, you can practice at my apartment, and that clinched it, you know, in New York City. If you can practice in somebody's apartment, you got a band.
That's the hardest thing, is getting a place to play.
So it was fun. You know, we got started, and I sometimes say we were kind of like a lot of noise with a really good drummer. Jerry Kisslinger was our drummer, and he's just, even way back then, he was just rock-solid drummer. And so we could kind of not have it so tight, and Jerry would see us through. And after a while, we got to be pretty good.
Now, were you in, like, graduate school maybe around this time? Or
no, I was working at the time. Okay. It was later that I went back to graduate school.
Okay.
So...
And then how did you get down here in Virginia from New York?
Well, I eventually got married, started having kids. We wanted to live in a smaller, quieter place, and there was an opportunity at Longwood. When we came down, we just fell in love with the place.
But the place was kind of lacking in brass bands.
Well, yeah.
So you had to start one. Now, when did you put this group together?
Well, it really started the second year I was there. I talked to people around campus and got a coalition who brought Zlatanusti to campus.
Uh-huh.
And so we did workshops, some dance workshops, some concerts, and there was an interest there. And Charlie Kinzer, who's a music professor who's with us here today,
uh-huh.
has been very supportive of this from the very beginning, and had me come and do some sort of demonstrations with his jazz band. And last year, a couple of the guys played some with me, and then we really got started this fall, this past fall. And so, you know, we've been playing more or less through the two semesters, and I'm just real proud of these guys. They had no background with this, even less than I.
there you go. Well, you guys sounded really good. Obviously had rehearsed, and also I want to say that the mix was really good. I was totally dazzled. We had no idea how it was going to work out. We've never had six wind instruments playing in our little studio there.
Yeah.
And then one drummer, and it came out great. So I want to give credit to Alan Coberly, who's our engineer for the program. He's doing a great job, and he's being assisted by Alan Levenberg, who's your friend, and is making sure that everything's working smoothly. And then why don't you introduce the guys in the band?
Well, let's see. We've got Danny Short playing trombone, mm-hmm. and Bobby Brown is playing a baritone horn. He's actually playing a tenor horn that I bought over in Serbia. And Chris Toby is playing a tapan. It's a drum, two-sided. You hit one side with a heavy stick and one with a light stick. And Brian Bachrat is playing tuba. And Ben Titus is playing clarinet. And then Professor Kinzer, Charlie Kinzer, is playing the saxophone.
Okay. And you guys are performing tonight. I want to admit people, because this is an event that's open to the public. So if you want to go hear these guys perform tonight, they're going to be performing at the Dumbarton Middle School, which is at 9000 Hungry Spring Road, north of Broad Street. It's for an event that's sponsored by the International Folk Dance Club. And they start at 7:30 and it ends at 10:30. Now, the band's not going to be playing there for 3 hours. You're going to play a few numbers. The rest of it is the ordinary program of events for the International Folk Dance Club. So if you're interested in this kind of music, you're hearing this like on your way home, or maybe you're starting to cook dinner or something like that, and you're thinking, yeah, I could go out and see that. And you want to meet some interesting people who are into folk dancing, and hear you're not going to get the opportunity to hear a Balkan brass band in Richmond again. Like, not for, at least for a few weeks, okay? So that's the place to go
well,
tonight.
And I'll be teaching dances to the tunes we're playing. So, you know, if you want to come and shake your leg and move around to this, it's really music for dancing. So, you know, you don't need to have experience with that. All are welcome.
Great. Again, it's at the Dumbarton School tonight, 7:30 to 10:30 p.m., 9000 Hungry Spring Road, just north of Broad Street, the International Folk Dance Club, and the Longwood Balkan Brass Band will play. Okay, let's play a song or two here, and then we'll come back and have a little bit more conversation. How's that?
Yeah.
So we're going to play something from that was recorded live in Guča, Serbia.
Yeah, and it's a tune by Boban Marković Orchestra. Boban Marković is one of the hottest bands in the world right now. They tour around. They if you've ever seen any films out of Serbia or Bosnia, he was in his band performed on the Black Cat, White Cat, and the Underground, and I'm not sure if they played on Time of the Gypsies, but
so those are films by Emir Kusturica, the great director from Sarajevo, who's kind of like the Yugoslavian Fellini.
Yeah, he's amazing, and this music's amazing. This is a tune, just a kind of a flavor for what a 24/7 professional band can do.
Okay, here we go. Boban Marković and his orchestra recorded live in Serbia at the Guča Trumpeters Festival right here on Global Agogo.
și sunță. Nema više mjeseca, nema tebe, nema mene, ničeg više nema jo. Mesečina, mesečina, joj, 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 sunce sija, sunce sija, joj, 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 sa nebesa zrak probija, niko ne zna.
The soundtrack of the great movie Underground, as we discussed, Drew Harris and I, that is Mesecina, which is now going to become, that's one of the songs that like everybody has to cover now,
everybody
right?
Does.
Yeah.
It's Bring and Change.
Okay. And you guys are going to learn it pretty soon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then before that, we heard Boban Markovic recorded live at the Guta Trumpeters Festival. And that track is called Bobanov Chocek. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And, of course, you can hear us worldwide on the web at www.wrir.org. Speaking of the web, check out my website, globalagogo.com, where you can find show descriptions, and you can also download and stream and now podcast some of my old programs. I've got about 30 recorded shows up there, and I'm recording this one as we speak, so you'll be able to do that with this one pretty soon as well. And of course, Global Agogo is brought to you, as always, by in part by the generous underwriting support of the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond, which presents the Shanghai Quartet on June 3rd with bassist Christian McBride for a performance of Dvorak's Bass Quintet in G Major, Opus 77. The performance is at 7:30 p.m. in Camp Concert Hall. Call 289-8980 for tickets. And we're back here with Drew Harris from Longwood Balkan Brass Band and Zlatni Usti Brass Band as well. And I just want to make this one correction here. After we went on and on about this gig that they're playing tonight, it is at the Dumbarton Elementary School. Got that? Yeah. Not middle school. Dumbarton Elementary School. Same address, though. 9000 Hungry Spring Road, north of Broad Street, 7:13 p.m., sponsored by the International Folk Dance Club. And Drew, I got a question for you. A very good friend of mine from Sarajevo, when I told her that I would like to go to the Guča Trumpeters Festival, said, "You don't want to go there." What is she talking about, and what do you think of that advice?
Well, I've been to the festival four times. The first time was in 1987. That one you would have wanted to go to.
Oh, yeah?
It's a sort of mad party weekend. It's sort of like a mixture of continuous concert, country fair, drag race. I mean, it's loud and
drag race. Okay.
Well, that the noise level.
Right. Well, kind of like you guys playing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, imagine that there are 22 bands like that, and they're moving around. Their tent cafes set up in the center of town, so the town green is covered with cafes, and their bands going around from table to table playing, and they're playing for tips, and you can make. You know, at that time, you could make a lot of money. The musicians are some of the best-paid people over there, and people—it's sort of a weekend away from the city for lots of the city folks who come and enjoy it. It's out in this, you know, idyllic little setting out between the Ochara and Kablara Mountains and the central Šumadija, the wooded area, the forest of Serbia. It's a beautiful place, and the bands play from. Some get there early Thursday night, and they more or less nonstop until Sunday afternoon, where it's a competition, 22 bands playing in front of a crowd of 50, 70, 100,000 people, and eventually there's a winner crowned, and it's just an amazing event.
Now I understand that when you win at Guča, you get hired to play the most weddings the next year.
Oh, yeah, weddings, you get radio gigs, you get recording contracts. Winning is a big deal. And there are several different levels of winners. All the people who win are rewarded very well for that.
Okay. So this first time that you went was 11.
Yeah.
And they were in peace at the time.
Yep. Yeah. There was hyperinflation, which is one of the reasons we were able to buy a whole band load of instruments. that's a whole other story. But
being a clever business person.
Yeah, well, they were hyperinflation in a controlled economy where the instruments were sold in government-run stores, and they couldn't change the price once they set them. So if you could wait 2 weeks, you could buy an instrument for half price, and we did.
And now, when was the next time that you went back?
Well, we went back again in 88, and then again in 90. And then those were all sort of extensions, although by 90 there were a lot of political speeches. The drums of war were starting to bang, as it were. And then we went back 2 years ago. And, you know, it's the first time back after NATO and U.S. had bombed right. over there after the wars. It was a very, very different experience. The Guča Festival itself has turned into more like a Fort Lauderdale spring break kind of thing. Lots of young people getting drinking lots and dancing to recorded music, you know, sound systems in the streets blaring away. The bands were not as evident. The economy's tough, so people are not as willing to tip the bands. And I'm not sure.
Now they've got this new popular music that's turbo. What is it called? Turbo. I'm drawing a blank on the name of it.
Well, most of the music that's played there is actually brass band music.
Oh, okay.
The curious thing is that the soundtracks, like from Underground and Black Cat, White Cat, are played on these, you know, megawatt stereo systems set in front of a beer garden, and people were playing. You know, there in front of those stands, dancing and carrying on, when the band that was on the recording is sitting over in a tent waiting for somebody to come and tip them. It was very bizarre.
A little bit the way the music scene is in the West now, where you know there's more attention being played to people like DJs and less to live musicians.
Part of that is, as I understand, there's a German entertainment that's sort of taken over the management of the festival. It's had something to do with it, and it's an outlet. I mean, there's one of the products of the Civil War and the continuing conflict over there is a rise in nationalism, a rise in identity with that. And so this has got a sort of uber Serbian kind of feel to it.
Right. And Guča, I was made to understand, is one of the centers of Serbian nationalism.
Well, it's a place where people come and express it for that weekend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then take it back with them to whatever wherever their point of view comes from.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have plans to go back again?
I don't. Okay. I as I understand it, the Zlatnusti is going to try to go to one of the regional festivals. The Guča is the culmination of a series of festivals, competitions that, like, there's the playoff system, you know.
Right.
And they're trying to go to one of the big playoff systems, actually in the town where Boban Marković lives and some of the other hot bands. So that, I don't know, they're working on the details. I hope to do that this summer. Unfortunately, you know, it's a long commute for me to go and rehearse in New Jersey. So, you know, I'm not going to go with them this time. And I'd love to take these young guys over there and kind of trip their circuit breakers at some point.
But yeah, maybe that'll happen in a year or two, something like that.
Yeah.
All right, let's play some more music here. We've got a cassette queued up here, and so tell folks about what we're going to play.
Yeah, well, we talked a little before the show about some of the things that were going on with the festival. One of the good things that's going on over there is that it seems like there's a shift in tolerance and their ethnic minorities, the Rome or the Gypsies, largely because of the Kusturica films and the film tracks. It's now, if you want to play brass band music, no matter who you are, you've got to play the soundtrack tunes.
Right.
And when we first went in 87, the Slavic bands, the Serbian guys, wouldn't play anything that smacked of gypsy music. So I thought one of the things that would be interesting to hear is sort of like a traditional Slavic band. So that's what we got queued up. It's a tune that's a very popular tune called Svilan Konac, and it's being played by the Milovana Mice Petrovica Orchestra.
All right, so let's give this a play here. And you're listening again to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove on WRIR. And my guest is Drew Harris from the Longwood Balkan Brass Band. Let's check this out. Okay, let's see here. Having some technical difficulties.
Turn around and play it the other way.
Okay, I see. Play it the other way. Okay, well, bear with me here. I can tell you that it's 2 minutes after 6 o'clock, and you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. Let's hear some music if we can. Coming right up here.
We're using
poquito senza.
Let's
And you're listening to Global Agogo here on WRIR, and I'm back with Drew Harris. Drew, tell us what we were just listening to. That was people should be able to recognize the theme from that, right?
Yeah, well, you know, embedded in there, you might have said, that's so familiar. Think Pink Panther.
Henry Mancini.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of the characteristics of this music. There's a lot of playfulness, and we kind of put those two tunes together in part to the Serbian, the Slavic tune, two tunes ago, it has its own playfulness inside, a real light kind of playfulness. And then there's this, you know, sort of cover of a Western tune and change it to 9/8 rhythm and, you know, fool around with it. It's really fun.
And that's more in a gypsy style.
Yeah, the second band, Dimiran Cherimovic.
Good. Better you than me stumbling over it.
It's one of the hot young bands over there. They're just, and that tune sort of shows the more full orchestration they're doing now, and the bass lines are, you know, the tuba players are trying to play like they're an electric bass, and they, you know, they're really moving, and a lot of tight orchestration. And it's just, you know, that band and Markovic and a bunch of other bands are just taking this whole game to another level. It's so much fun.
And these guys, they play so fast. It's the technique is really amazing.
Yeah, they got chops to die for. Yeah.
That trumpet player, I mean, we were just sitting here shaking our heads listening to this guy because his tone is perfect, you know, and he's playing so fast. And he's got these trumpet players, they have this like buttery sound.
Yeah, and that guy's probably on that recording is like 22 years old. Man. He's a young man, and he's, you know, he's at really still a rising star. He'll have 15 years of fame, 20 years of fame before he starts to wear out, and then, you know, probably his son will step up and take the next step, because that's kind of what happens. And
right, Boban Markovic is grooming his son now to replace
him.
Yeah,
he's really a rising star also. He's like 18 years old.
And I was just telling Drew, I saw Nat Veliov in Kochany Orchestra last year, and Veliov is grooming his son to take his spot, and Veliov's father is still in the band, and he's playing tuba now.
Yeah, and in fact, the Slavic tune we just heard, unfortunately, Milovanovice Petrovica died tragically young, but his son, when we were over there 2 years ago, won the Best Band Award, so his son is, you know, 20 years old and is taking it up. He's got a young band that's now playing the same kind of gypsy tunes that the gypsy bands are, because the audience requires it. And he's got that, and he's got the full Slavic traditional repertoire, and you know, it's just an interesting thing. There's a shift going on over there, I think, where I view it as a parallel to like rock and roll and R&B here in the 50s and 60s, where, you know, white boys got to learn to play this cool stuff. And you can kind of see it, certainly the way the musicians interact with each other. And I think there's signs on the street that there's a shift happening over there.
So is music going to be the sociological leading indicator here?
I think it's one of them. I really do. I mean, I think, you know, you look at our history and you're going to see, I mean, it's easy enough to plot that. You know, I don't know how the sports thing is going to play out there. That's the other,
right.
You know, big vanguard.
Yeah, football.
And with the disintegration of you know, of the Yugoslav Republic, the military had played a very vital role in that every young man from whatever background had to go to the military and serve together from the seven republics of the Yugoslav Republic. And, you know, they're not doing that now, but they're lasting friendships. When we were there 2 years ago, we played with the Zlatni Prsti Orchestra. We practiced with them, and their practice places on a farm that's owned by a Slavic guy, and one of the band members and him are in the military together, and they're good friends. And, you know, the guy who owns the farm, he welcomes them every week, a couple of days, brings out food and snacks for them. It's, you know, they're friends.
So cause for optimism here.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to look on the bright side of things.
Yeah, like everywhere, you know, progress comes in fits and spurts.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, listen, let's play one more song, and then I want you guys to play another song or two, okay? So what are we going to hear next?
Well, this is, we were talking about playfulness. When we first went over there, we heard this tune on the loudspeakers, and we couldn't believe it. It's a very familiar tune to us. This band, Fat Sedic Orchestra, calls it Kandorovo Led. It's El Condor Paso. You might recognize it if you're a Simon and Garfunkel fan.
And if you've ever heard an Andean band on the street in any city in the world, you've probably heard this song.
World music at its best.
That's best in quotes, okay? Yeah, yeah. We're air quotes over here. Okay, and Global Agogo, so some Andean brass band music right here for you. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we're going to have the Longwood Balkan Brass Band up here again in a second, but first let me take care of some business. This program is brought to you because of the generous support of founding underwriter Exile. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow. Featuring two floors of clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares both old and new. They also sell Bluntstones and TUK footwear, Manic Panic and special effects hair color, and silver jewelry. Exile is located at 822 West Gray Street in the middle of VCU. Store hours and information are available at 358-3348. And here's another sui generis group playing in Richmond this weekend. The Richmond Indigenous Gourd Orchestra will play at Maymont this coming Saturday, April 30th. Maymont will be hosting the 21st annual Herbs Galore at the Hampton Street entrance from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., and the Gourd Orchestra will perform between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Gourd seeds and gourd hats will be for sale. And don't forget to bring a wagon if you're buying a lot of plants. Parking gets a little crowded, i.e. a few blocks away. And it happens rain or shine. If you'd like more information, visit www.maymont.org for more information. And you can also find out more about the Richmond Indigenous Gourd Orchestra, www.gourdorchestra.com. That is a Richmond institution with a no band like it anywhere else that I know of. And so now to play a couple more songs for you live in the studio, we've got Drew Harris on saxophone, Danny Short on trombone, Bobby Brown on baritone, Chris Toby on tupan, Brian Backrack on tuba, Ben Titus on clarinet, and Charlie Kinzer on sax. Together they are the Longwood Brass Band. Take it away, guys. Thank you.
called Djurdjevdan Chocek. It's from the movie Time of the Gypsies. It's a must-play in the Balkans these days, and it's a fun tune. We're just getting that under our belt. It sounded good, guys. And we're going to end the live part of this with a tune that it's a cover of a tune that I heard Feroz Mustafa do. He called it Olimpijski Chocek. I'm not sure why he thought it was Olympian, but maybe it's because it's fast and it's 9/8. We're going to give it our best.
That's the Longwood Balkan Brass Band, all the way from Farmville, Virginia, led by Drew Harris, also of the Zlatni Usti Brass Band. And we want to thank them for coming in. What a fantastic show they put on. I hope that you all out there in radio land and internet land enjoyed that. And I also want to thank my engineer for this event, who is Alan Coberly, who did a great job getting the mix on that. And he had the assistance of the guy who is on the mic right now, Alan Levenberg. And Alan's going to tell you about the event that Longwood Balkan Brass Band is playing coming up this evening.
The International Folk Dance Club that meets on a semi-regular basis, I guess a regular basis, I'm not sure exactly. I think it's the second and fourth Friday, something like that, at Dumbarton Elementary School. Tonight they're meeting from 7:30 to 10:30, and the Longwood Balkan Brass Band is going to be playing these and similar tunes, and we'll be playing dancing to some recorded stuff. 9000 Hungry Spring Road, north of Broad, we'll be doing simple, easy dances. We'll teach you how to do them. Come out and join us. The admission is $1.
Can't beat that. Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Alan, and thanks for your efforts in setting this up. This has really been a fantastic event.
I've really enjoyed it. Thanks.
Yeah, me too. Okay, this program is brought to you due to the generous contributions of our founding underwriter, Sticky Rice, serving Asian American sushi and tater tots since last century. Sticky Rice, located at 2232 West Main Street on the corner of Main and Strawberry, is a destination spot in the fan. Artful Asian ribs and fresh creative entrees are available for lunch Monday through Friday and for dinner 7 nights per week. And their sushi chefs are also available for catering. More information can be obtained at 358-7870. And we've got about a half an hour to go here on Global Agogo. And so let's keep it going here in a Balkan vein for at least one more song from the phenomenal group Fanfare Chocarlia. Check this out. We'll be right back. Gengbe Brass Band from Benin here on Global Agogo, and that is Remember Fela from their wonderful record from 2004 called Wendo. And before that, we heard from Romanian brass band Fanfare Ciocărlia. And let's see, what track did we play on that? I can't even remember now. It's been that kind of day, you know. It's kind of, just kind of gone by in a haze with the Longwood Brass Band here. We heard Two Romney with vocals by Dan Aramancana and instrumentation by Rome Bengali, along with Fanfare Ciocărlia. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. And please make plans to join us on Saturday, that's tomorrow, from noon until 4 p.m. At the Bazaar Market. WRIR DJs are going to be down there. And, of course, the Bazaar Market is the outdoor market that presents the best and brightest of Richmond artists and artisans. And while you're perusing their wares and meeting and greeting the artists and artisans, you'll be listening to the sounds of three of our programs, Songs from the Big Hair, which features music from either your favorite or least favorite decade, the 80s. That's hosted by Cam D'Annunzio, and it's on Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m., so he'll be on first over there, I believe. And you'll also hear Christian from the Pop and Crackle Show, who plays experimental music of all styles, rock and electronica and folk as well. Also, some of the DJs from Blue Monday, who are on Monday from 7 to 9 p.m., blues program that is hosted exclusively by members of the River City Blues Society. All those folks are going to be down there playing music tomorrow at the Bazaar Market, so come down and check them out. And 10% of the day's earnings go to Vegan Action, who is the nonprofit beneficiary of this edition of the Bazaar Market. And that is going to be down at Chop Suey Books on West Carey Street, and it's on the side street next to their shop. And I think it's on Randolph Street is the street that they do the market on. And that's the Chop Suey Bazaar Market tomorrow, Saturday, from noon until 4 p.m. with WRIR DJs. And so we got time to play a little bit more music, and man does not live by brass band alone, nor does woman. And so let's play something else here for a change. And so we're going to listen to some music from Abdul TJ, and this is called Salome Yapo Yako. WRIR 97.3 FM. Get Down Moses from Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros. I don't usually get to play them aside from the theme song on this program. They are, of course, responsible for Global Agogo. And that's from their record Street Core, Joe Strummer, the late, great Joe Strummer. And before that, we heard from Abdul T from Sierra Leone and Selima Yako Yapo. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And Global Agogo is sponsored by the Maudlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond, who present the Christian McBride Band with trumpeter Russell Gunn on June 4th at 7:30 p.m. Gunn is the quintessential contemporary jazz musician who was discovered by Wynton Marsalis at a late-night jam session. And Gunn has been playing everything. He's a trumpeter, and he's been playing everything from straight-ahead jazz to hip-hop. A really interesting young musician, and that's going to be definitely worth checking out there at the Maudlin Center on June 4th. Call 289-8980 for tickets to see Russell Gunn with the Christian McBride Band at the Maudlin Center. And it's just about 6 minutes before 7 o'clock. And I want to play here a record that's one of my favorites from this year. And you can also hear it in rotation on our morning program, which is called Breakfast Blend, 6 to 8 a.m. It's hosted most mornings by Scott Beckett, Scotty B., who does a fantastic job of bringing you a mix of the various sounds that you hear on this radio station all throughout our music programming schedule. He plays some world music, of course, some jazz. He plays some folk, some Americana, and some indie pop and indie rock, and it's just a great mixture of music that goes down well with your first cup of coffee, or maybe your second cup of coffee as well, and really covers a lot of ground. But you'll hear this song on there if you listen on a regular basis, and it's called Izoblaka Rozapada, and it's by a group from Croatia called Mojmir Novaković I Kreis.
I'm sick of people who are afraid to believe that the peace in the world is possible.
Izoblaka rosa pada, put prolazi lipa mara, onda kupi kitu rose, samaraj, namaraj. Samur veziri le moj, le moj. Pa je nosi pri zlatara, eštrame štrata joj skuje, zlatne ključe, samaraj, namaraj. Samur veziri le moj, le moj.
possible.
War is not the solution. War is not the solution. War is not the USA, the United States of aggression. The USA, what does this stand for? United States of aggression.
And Paranoia here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And that song is called Pregonando from Amparo Sanchez and Amparanoia. And before that, we heard from Moimir Novakovic y Cries and Isoblaca Rosapata. I think I got one more time for one more number in me here on Global Agogo, and then I will be back next week. Coming up next is going to be Hoodrich and Beep Fresh, and we're going to go out with some rap from Mali. This is Les Esrocs and Pirates here on Global Agogo, and I will see you guys next week.
Des artistes qui se donnent à fond pour satisfaire à tous les mots.